to the program. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where the features are totally free. So enjoy those on us. That again, freetalklive.com. As we go into the phone calls, and we'll talk about the monkeys, the secret weapon, in a moment here. But first, John in Michigan. John, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, John. What's on your mind?
I'd just like to talk about the fire suppression methods.
Sure.
There are a lot of methods to get rid of fire. If people do a Google search for nitrogen foam or nitrogen fire suppression,
mm-hmm.
You can fill your house with nitrogen and no fire can burn. And they have spray foam that they spray the exterior of the house and the surroundings with nitrogen foam.
Right, we were talking about that yesterday, and it was interesting because the article tried to spin it as though this was something that can only be afforded by the rich. Well, if we were allowing the marketplace to actually handle fire protection, the prices would come down through competition and more innovation and demand from consumers. So, yeah, there are some really neat products out there. Unfortunately, the fire departments don't really have any interest in offering them to you. They're not coming around house to house offering you a nitrogen fire protection service or any sort of foam protection service. You'd have to do that. You'd have to go out there on your own and seek those services out.
The reason that it's not accepted is because the insurance companies won't cover the cost of it because there might be somebody in the house when the nitrogen is dispersed. So they won't take that risk.
That's interesting. Well, the story we read was only talking about the foam. So this insurance company was doing the foam thing, and it didn't mention the nitrogen as an option. That would seem like something you could waive. Like, you could waive that. Just sign a form. Look, I don't care. I'll take your nitrogen service.
Yeah, the state doesn't let them sign. The tort system has become so anti-business that essentially it doesn't, the courts don't hold people to the things that they sign.
John, do you have any other thoughts?
The other thing is, though, the spray foam, the fire company should be using it. It's cheap. It's not that expensive. The fire companies themselves should have it.
Well, the problem is they aren't companies. They're government agencies. They're bureaucracies.
They call themselves companies.
Right. They're not actually companies because they don't operate under the same marketplace mentality. They aren't doing business on a voluntary basis. And that's really all that needs to change. Then I can really have a lot more respect for the firemen because then they wouldn't be getting their funding coercively through the government. Then they'd have to come up with some unique, maybe original ideas as to how to make some money and maybe go around and offer a little bit of fire insurance to every homeowner in the entire area. It wouldn't seem hard to get the money. The money's out there.
They're offering a service that everybody wants.
Yeah, it really is true. John, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I'm not saying get rid of the fire department. I'm saying give them the opportunity to innovate. Give them the opportunity to compete in the marketplace. And yes, that does mean somebody else could start their own fire company and compete against them. And I understand that probably makes them nervous, but that's how we all have to live. We all of us who live in the voluntary world, all of us who live in the marketplace that aren't government bureaucrats, at any time, a competitor can jump up, well, unless we're regulated by the government, in which case the government keeps out competition, like in the world of radio stations. But in most places, for instance, radio shows, you can go and start your own radio show tomorrow if you want to. Compete with us. Go right
for that.
You can do it.
Well, a good example of that would be security monitoring services, where you have your alarm go off in your house, and you can pick what company actually monitors your alarm system.
Yep. And you can change it, too. If you don't like their service or you hear something about them that you don't like, maybe they gave somebody else, another customer, bad service, you can throw up your hands and choose somebody else because there are other choices. With government, there is no other choice.
That's right.
Well, unless you are super wealthy. Again, there was a story out of California about an insurance company that insures $2 million homes on average. And if you can afford that sort of thing, then there is extra coverage out there for you. But it hasn't been brought down to the regular market segments yet because there's just not enough competition because of the government's existence, because of government fire protection. That needs to end.
It never ceases to amaze me how human beings can innovate when they have to. They say that necessity is the mother of invention.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, when you allow the free market to work, it works every time. We always find a way. We find a way to get to the moon, if you believe we went to the moon.
And I do.
And I do, too. But you can find a way.
You know, this Jack Ball called in the show that Julia was on the other day, and he said, well, don't you know how all those volunteer fire departments are funded?
Well, largely
they're funded by the cities,
towns. Yes, they are.
They're funded by the government. If it weren't for government, you wouldn't have any fire protection.
Dear God, no. But just because that's the way it's done doesn't mean that's the way it's always going to be. It's like saying, well, cars run on gasoline, and it can't be done any other way.
Well, then someone else called and claimed that, well, back in the day, it was done privately, and that wasn't good enough, so government took it over.
Well, I'm not sure that it wasn't good enough, but there were probably some failings inside the marketplace that people felt like could be handled better by the government. They were wrong. Likely there was a situation where, you know, a fire company came. It used to be essentially fire companies would run out to a fire and then either negotiate on the spot, mm-hmm. or they would the first one to put out the fire, the insurance company would pay.
Right.
So they had to be sure whether or not they were going to get paid. And it's likely they came upon somebody who said, I'm not going to pay you. That's too much. And they let their house burn down and then blame the fire department.
Yep. 800-259-9231. Well, I have a solution to all of these government problems. We have been trying to figure out for years on this show how to get the government out of all these areas that they're in. They don't belong. We want to cut it way down to size and then maybe get rid of it if I could have my way. But it always seems so difficult because there's this system and, you know, you're supposed to work inside of it. And, you know, some people want to work outside the system, and that's good too. But it really, despite all of the activity and all of the action both in and outside of the system, very little has been accomplished in towards getting government
right,
slashed getting things down. So I have a secret. Let's go to India for the story. The BBC, the deputy mayor of the Indian capital, Delhi, has died a day after being attacked by a horde of wild monkeys. S.S. Bawa suffered serious head injuries when he fell from his first-floor terrace of his home on Saturday morning trying to fight off the monkeys. The city has long struggled to counter its plague of monkeys, which invade government complexes and temples, because churches, you know, they're not so great either, snatch food and scare passersby. The High Court ordered the city to find an answer to the problem last year. Apparently, they haven't done that yet.
So the High Court mandated that the city figure out how to handle the ravaging monkeys. Now, how'd that go?
One approach has been to train bands of larger, more ferocious, langur monkeys to go after the smaller groups.
Stop! Wait! So they said they decided to deal with the problem of attack monkeys by making bigger.
They gave him steroids.
Only government, right?
I could write this book. I know how the next chapter comes. The bigger attack monkeys are now attacking more people.
They have armor on, body armor and everything.
It doesn't say what happens with the langur monkeys.
Say that.
But they have allegedly trained them to go after the smaller groups of rhesus macaws, or macaques. I'm not sure even how to say
macaques.
Macaques. Anyway, the city has also employed monkey catchers to round them up so they can be moved to the forest. But the problem has persisted. Culling is seen as unacceptable to devout Hindus who revere the monkeys as a manifestation of the monkey god Hanuman.
Of course.
And often feed them bananas.
This is the part right here. This is where you figure out why. What's going wrong? It's some religious nuts that think that the monkeys are sacred. Dear God.
I don't know. Maybe that's just their cover story. Maybe they know the monkeys are doing good and they're feeding them bananas to keep them around. They're feeding them bananas and peanuts, apparently. Urban development around the city has also been blamed for destroying the monkeys' natural habitat. Mr. Bawa, the dead man, a member of the opposition party, is survived by son. Here's my idea. Since it's not right to use violence against... We can't initiate force, okay? It's against libertarian principles to initiate force to achieve social goals. But monkeys... they don't have the same responsibilities that we do. They don't have the non-aggression principle. They don't care about...
Where is this going?
What I'm saying is we need to have monkey training camps, sort of like terrorist training camps, but for monkeys.
Oh, yeah. And they're not going to come after the guy who believes in no government that's training monkeys.
You keep it hush-hush.
The big monkey compound.
You don't come out and talk about it. You keep it hush-hush.
How do you train monkeys?
And then you release them. And then you release them on Washington, D.C.
You're out of your mind.
They want to know what to do. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live. I want to know. Seriously, I'm serious about this idea. I think it's great.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
This is a market alert from Midas Resources. Since August 9th, the Fed has created and injected $200 billion into the financial markets to keep them afloat, ignoring the hyperinflationary hangover that is the sure result. Data released by the New York Federal Reserve shows that foreign central banks have cut their stash of U.S. Treasuries by $48 billion since late July, with falls of $32 billion in the last 2 weeks alone. Could China be quietly dumping the dollar? The quality of your life depends on the quality of your currency, and the quality of the dollar is poor because the quantity is so high. Printing money out of thin air has disastrous results, victimizing middle-class citizens and discouraging savings. If you have been considering precious metals as a hedge against inflation, you need to act now. Procrastination is the mother of lost opportunities. Call me, Tom Andrew, at 1-800-606-1294. That's 1-800-606-1294.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625. 885-6625 for BioSolutions.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number 800-259-9231. SACL's CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there are for free. And those features include live streams, broadband version of the show, and a dial-up version, both waiting for you on our site at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. So,
Monkeys. Monkeys. I love the monkey story.
Well, that's because monkey's a funny word.
It is a funny, and they're a funny animal, too, and they're pretty smart, those monkeys are.
Mm.
So that's why I think this really could be the key to success for the Liberty Movement. I mean, if Ron Paul fails...
You know that it's a crime to train a monkey to...
Is it really? That's not...
Come on, you think you're the first person to think of monkeys, you know, training a monkey to commit a crime?
How could that be a crime?
The same way if you teach your little macaque to climb buildings so that he can go up and steal the Hope Diamond, yes, he brings it back to you, yes, you are going to be held responsible.
Well, then I'd have the diamond in my possession, and obviously I did something to get that, whether it be receiving stolen property or...
From a monkey?
There's certainly a crime there. But if the monkeys are attacking politicians... How are they going to trace it back to me?
How is the monkey going to differentiate between a politician and
a person who... It says in the story, look, maybe it's something about this particular brand of monkey, the macaque. They just have a tendency to invade government complexes. That's what it says here. Now, churches are at risk, too, but, you know.
It's probably because the government complexes are unoccupied at nighttime, as are the churches.
And they always smell like food.
I guess. Too many donuts being left out
or
something. I
think you are have this fantasy that somehow monkeys can tell a politician. But monkeys hate politicians as much as you do, and they don't.
I just feel like there must be a way. There must be a way to help them identify. They should be able to smell the use of force. That's what we need them to do, to train them to smell the use of force.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Well, anyway, 800-259-9231. It's a nice idea.
The best part of that story is the lauder monkeys, but training the bigger monkeys. Yeah, that's better.
Did you ever run around your house and just, like, scratch and just, like, move around like a monkey and act like a monkey? It feels really good.
No.
Oh, it's great. You
trying to get back in touch with your roots, Wayne?
Yeah, exactly.
All right. By the way, Ecuador, quick story out of there, and then we'll go to a really bizarro one from Florida about... two teenagers and child porn and, oh boy. But first, Naples. Ecuador's leftist president, Rafael Correa, said Washington must let him open a military base in Miami if the United States wants to keep using an airbase on Ecuador's Pacific coast. He's refused to renew Washington's lease on the Manta Air Base, set to expire in 2009. U.S. government officials say it's vital for counter-narcotic surveillance operations on Pacific drug-running routes. Correa said, "We'll renew the base on one condition, that they let us put a base in Miami, an Ecuadorian base." Now, how do you think Americans would feel about Ecuador coming in here? Let's say they start in Miami and they get another one in Texas and another one in California. How do you think Americans would feel about the Ecuadorian military running operations on their home turf?
Well, I'm not terribly scared of the Ecuadorian military, but I don't like the idea anyway.
Well, you're not scared of them because they haven't been here killing your countrymen.
Yeah.
You know, that's why you aren't scared of them. But if they start doing military operations in your neighborhood and then, you know, some kids get shot by some Ecuadorian military members or something like that because they're messing around or who knows whatever it was they were doing, then all of a sudden things will get interesting, won't they? Because I imagine there's a number of Americans that won't take too kindly to the Ecuadorian military being here.
Not only do we have military in Ecuador, but that military's, you know, they're doing operations. They're doing things.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just having an Ecuadorian military base. We would have to allow them to do operations on our soil.
I have to say, this man, he's probably a scumbag in general, this Rafael Correa, but in this particular case, he is just...
Right on.
Right on. By you.
He is making a great point. In fact, he says, if there's no problem having foreign soldiers on a country's soil, obviously referring to America having soldiers everywhere around the world, he says, surely they'll let us have an Ecuadorian base in the United States. It makes sense, right? Tit for tat.
It does, and it's not going anywhere.
The U.S. Embassy to Ecuador says on its website that anti-narcotics flights from Manta gathered information behind more than 60% of illegal drug seizures on the high seas of the eastern Pacific. Correa, a popular leftist economist, had promised to cut off his arm before extending the lease that ends in 2009 and has called U.S. President George W. Bush a dimwit.
Oh, boy.
I don't think that's true. I think George Bush is a rather intelligent individual, but that doesn't change the fact that I think the leftist is right.
Here's what I'd like to see. I'd like to see this story get a lot better, a bigger coverage than it's going to get. As of this point, it's just, you know, a kind of a, oh, look, here's a neat story from Ecuador kind of story in the news. But I'd love to see a national poll run on this, just out of curiosity. You know, how would Americans feel about Ecuador or China or Russia opening up a military base here?
Very, very bad.
I bet you it'd be overwhelmingly. I bet Americans would be overwhelmingly supermajority numbers against
that.
Oh,
you bet. Look how they're acting with the Mexicans coming over here. They're not even have.
It's an invasion, and yeah, it's not the government. It's just people coming.
Well, you remember what happened when the Redcoats were here?
Well, there was a fight.
The American Revolution happened.
All right, so 800-259-9231. I just thought that was a brilliant way to make a point. And so, anyway, wanted to share that. Let's continue with the phone calls. Let's talk to Mike in Maine. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to talk. I have a little problem. I was a member of your AMP, and it seems I can't
on
call
AMP?
In on what? The AMP line.
You can't call in?
I can't get any of the information or anything like that.
Okay, well, when you join the Free Talk Live AMP program, you're normally sent an email. If you don't provide us with certain information we're looking for, like your BBS name and email address, other things, then we send you an email asking for that information. Did you ever get that?
No, I didn't.
Okay, something must have slipped through cracks. I tend to process the amplifiers and the emails on about a once-a-week basis. So if you
I get all kinds of emails from you. Things like little updates on this, that, and the
that's
other
from
thing.
Being a member
and that's great. I love getting them.
Yeah, well, there are two email lists. There's the updates list, and then there's the AMP-only email list, which I only send those out about once a month. So you may not have any of that information. If you haven't gotten an email after your sign-up, if you've signed up in the last few days, then the reason is that I just haven't gotten around to it. If it has been longer than the last few days, how long has it been?
About a week.
Okay.
It could be, you know, somewhere in that area. It could be just a little bit longer.
That's probably what it is.
Because I did my last processing on Saturday, so I will get around to it. But go ahead and send me an email and, you know, bring it to my attention just to make sure I've got, I can take care of you, okay?
Okay.
Anything else on your mind tonight?
The other thing is, I'm happening to be listening to you through a streaming feed from one of your affiliates in... I think it's Kansas or something,
okay.
And I'm in Maine.
Okay, that's good.
The reasoning behind that is because you have no affiliate anywhere close to me that has you live.
Yeah. Yes, that's unfortunate. We have a website devoted to helping people get in touch with their local stations. I know that there's a station up in Presque Isle we're sort of dealing with. Hopefully we'll be getting on there soon. I don't
sure would like to be in Maine.
I don't have anything official on that yet. But what I want you to do is go to localfaq.freetalklive.com. Mm-hmm. And there's step-by-step instructions as to what to do to contact your local radio stations in there on behalf of Free Talk Live and help us get on. Because it can happen with your help. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. 800-259-90. 231. Don't normally like doing tech support. If you've got a problem, email me first. We'll try to solve it offline. And worst comes to worst, you can call it, I guess. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM-FM shortwave radio. For a limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT-160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT-160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN news bulletin. Honeybees are now mysteriously vanishing at an astonishing pace across the entire country. Why is this urgent message about honeybees so desperately important? The answer is easy. You see, honeybees produce a unique compound, fed only to the queen, that makes her live 6 times longer than other bees in the hive. Some researchers now believe the compound may have miraculous effects on humans as well. The compound is called Royal Jelly and is now available in an all-new, ultra-purified form called Jellicene Gold. The product has been designed for purity conscious Americans who are concerned about contaminated royal jelly entering the U.S. from Asia. Solutions from Science is the only company authorized to sell gelatin gold in the U.S. They believe it to be the purest, most potent, and safest form of royal jelly in the world. GCN listeners can now purchase this product wholesale on the Solutions website without paying anything today. Visit the Safer Jelly website right now. That's SaferJelly.com. SaferJelly.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
Hi, Ken. It's Judy again. I just wanted to call you back and let you know how thankful Mike and I are for your working with us. You know the Sun Oven we ordered from you on KenSolar.com? It cooks all of our food and then some. Plus, we just sold the old gas barbecue. Also, the solar-powered generator reduced our electric bill just like you said it would, and it's powering my whole studio right now. We don't have to worry about our food going bad or surviving the outages anymore, either of which is huge. Well, Ken, I'll cut this one short for now, and thanks again. Go, Ken Solar!
Get the best of both worlds. Solar power for your household essentials and a backup generator all in one. Perfect for hurricane seasons. No long gas lines, no fumes, and no noise. Lower your electric bill and be prepared year-round. Complete solar kits for under $1,200. See the complete solar power generator kit at KenSolar.com. Order your solar power generator from Ken's website at KenSolar.com.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care and cardio maintenance. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by Jim Strauss after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. As a seventh-generation herbalist, Jim knew that there were herbs that had a long tradition of heart, blood, and circulation properties, and that there had to be another option besides going under the knife. Jim said no and began working on a formula to better himself and others. After he perfected the mixture of herbs and spices, he created Strauss Heart Drops. Get the Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.95. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you really can do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Live is your show. You bring up anything toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features totally free, including updates. Get signed up for the updates. We'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. I sent out an update today. As a matter of fact, Mark and I, we appeared on a podcast called Podcast 411 recently.
Some time ago.
Yeah. Well, the interview was done some time ago, but we appeared on the show as of, I think, 4 days ago.
Yeah, it was maybe a month ago we did the interview.
Right.
And it's really great for people that want to get into podcasting, want to get into radio, those kind of things. We talked about that a great deal.
We absolutely did. Advertising, sort of the business end of doing podcasting.
Which is something I'm passionate about. I enjoy it.
And we talked about the Free State Project while we were at it. So sure. It's all there right on the front page of the website at freetalklive.com. But if you want to get the updates and know about these things first, then go to updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com. Wayne, you said you had something from Ron Paul.
Yes.
An editorial or an article about market health care, free market health care, something we don't have in this country, but sure would be nice to have, I think.
Yes, he wrote an article last July 24th about free market medicine, and I just ran across the article again on the RonPaul2008.com website, and it's very, very profound. He says, last week, which is last July, the Congressional Joint Economic Committee, on which I serve, held a hearing featuring two courageous medical doctors. I had the pleasure of meeting with one of the witnesses, Dr. Robert Berry, who opened a low-cost health clinic in rural Tennessee. His clinic does not accept insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, which allows Dr. Berry to treat patients without interference from third-party government bureaucrats or HMO administrators. In other words, Dr. Berry practices medicine as most doctors did 40 years ago, when patients paid cash for ordinary services and had inexpensive catastrophic insurance for serious injuries or illnesses.
Mm.
As a result, Dr. Berry and his patients decide for themselves what treatment is appropriate. Freed from HMO and government bureaucracy, Dr. Berry can focus on medicine rather than billing. Operating on a cash basis lowers his overhead considerably, allowing him to charge much lower prices than other doctors.
By the way, I'm always amazed whenever I talk to some, whenever I meet somebody, just happen to run into someone who works in the healthcare field. I love to ask my favorite question, how much of your day do you spend doing paperwork? It will stun you, the percentages that they will answer back. You might think it'd be 15% or 20%. Some people, even nurses, people that you would think should be doing things with patients, are spending upwards of two-thirds, or if not more, of their day doing paperwork. There are people that spend 100% of their day doing paperwork,
right.
These government papers and the forms they have to fill out in order to get paid from the Medicare and all the other government programs. That takes a huge toll on the ability to do business in an efficient manner.
It's also happening in education, by the way, too. Anyway, Ron Paul goes on to say, he says, this doctor, Dr. Berry, often charges just $35 for routine maladies, which is not much more than one's insurance copay in their offices. His affordable prices enable low-income patients to see him before minor problems become serious, and unlike most doctors, Dr. Berry sees patients the same day on a walk-in basis. Yet beyond his low prices and quick appointments, Dr. Berry provides patients with excellent medical care. While many liberals talk endlessly about...
Hold on a second. You mean medical care can be cheap and good at the same time?
Absolutely.
Sort of like our computers. They're getting cheaper and they keep getting better. Why can't healthcare be the same way? Well, it's because of government involvement. That's why.
You got it. And while many liberals talk endlessly about medical care for the poor, Dr. Berry actually helps uninsured people every day.
Right, and he doesn't just talk about it.
That's right. His patients are largely low-income working people who cannot afford health insurance but don't necessarily qualify for state assistance. Some of his uninsured patients have been forced to visit hospital emergency rooms for non-emergency treatment because no doctor would see them. Others dislike the long waits and inferior treatment they endured at government clinics.
Mm.
For many of his patients, Dr. Berry's clinic has been a godsend. Dr. Berry's experience illustrates the benefits of eliminating the middleman in healthcare. For decades, U.S. healthcare system was the envy of the entire world. Not coincidentally, there was far less government involvement in medicine during this time. America had the finest doctors and hospitals. Patients enjoyed high-quality, affordable health care, and thousands of private charities provided health services for the poor.
Health was so affordable and so available, doctors made house calls.
That's right, and doctors focused on treating patients without the red tape and threat of lawsuits that plague the profession today. Most Americans paid cash for basic services and had insurance only for major illnesses and accidents. This meant both doctors and patients had an incentive to keep costs down, as the patient was directly responsible for payments rather than an HMO or government program. We should remember that HMOs did not arise because of free market demand, but because of government mandates. The HMO Act of 1973 requires all but the smallest employers to offer their employees HMO coverage, and the tax code allows businesses but not individuals to deduct the cost of health insurance premiums. The result is the illogical coupling of employment and health insurance, which often leaves the unemployed without the needed catastrophic coverage.
There's a situation where Julia, at the place she works, there's a woman who's working there that doesn't really want to be there.
Which is a bad thing to have in an employee.
Right. Yes. She doesn't want to work at this job, but she does want the health care coverage she's getting because she had an arm injury or something like that, and she needs to be taken care of to some extent. But she doesn't want to work there. But if she stops working there, then the health care coverage goes away. So what an awful predicament to put somebody in. If health coverage wasn't tied to employment, then you could move around and be much more of a free agent with your skills than you currently can be today.
Mm-hmm.
And this it really ties people down into situations that they might not want to be in, and that's tragic.
But it puts the employer in a situation where they've got employees that don't want to be there.
Don't want to be there, right. It's bad for everybody.
Well, Ron Paul goes on to say, while many in Congress are happy to criticize HMOs today, the public never hears about the present system, how it was imposed upon the American people by federal law. In fact, one very prominent senator now attacking HMOs is on record in the 70s lauding them. As usual, government intervention in the private market failed to deliver the promised benefits and caused unintended consequences, but Congress never blames itself for the problems created by bad laws.
No, it's time for another law to fix it.
That's right. Instead, we're told more government in the form of universal coverage is the answer.
Oh, gosh.
We can hardly expect more government to cure our current health care woes. As with all goods and services, medical care is best delivered by the free market with competition and financial incentives keeping costs down. When patients spend their own money for health care, they have direct incentive to negotiate lower costs with their doctor. When the government controls health care, all costs incentives are lost. Dr. Barry and others like him may one day be seen as consumer heroes who challenged the third-party health care system and resisted the trend toward socialized medicine in America.
I think he's right. And it's too bad there's not more. There's too bad there are not more doctors out there like him. But the problem is, as government continues,
if he can make it work, more doctors will be. There will be more out there.
But now, not necessarily, because the problem is that as government becomes more and more involved in healthcare, and that's the trend, it is getting more and more involved. It's heavily involved to the point where I think over 50% of the healthcare dollars spent are spent by governments. So it's very heavily involved today, and it's only getting worse. As government continues to control more and more of the industry, that serves as a disincentive for people to even get involved in the industry in the first place. These good doctors that might want to make a difference in people's lives have to now weigh their desire to help people against their desire to deal with government bureaucracy. And I understand you're saying this doctor is completely rejecting all of that, but eventually it may get to the point where government demands that he do business.
It may very well.
And so all I'm saying is the more government interferes, the more likely the best doctors...
And we'll never hear about it if the government does demand that he,
he'll just shut down.
Takes whatever insurance or does whatever, he'll just go away.
Just shut down and it will be unsung. You are correct.
I've also heard an increasing number of stories over the recent years that a lot of doctors now are using supplements and alternative therapy for themselves, but they can't use it on their patients because the AMA will come after them.
Mm-hmm. So it's not just the government. The AMA is sort of like their lobbying group to ask the government to keep the doctors protected from competition, because there are a lot of things that other people can do that doctors do that only doctors are allowed to do by law or by AMA regulation, which is essentially tied into the law to some extent. So nurses could do a lot of the things doctors can do, but they can't because they're prohibited from doing so.
And there's also that standard of care sticky situation for them.
More on the way. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Do you need a new computer but don't seem to have the money to buy one? Is your credit stopping you from buying the newest computers that you need today? Then My Computer Club is your answer to buy that new computer or laptop now and pay for it later. Finance top quality new computers and laptops and hundreds of other electronics. There are no credit checks, no turndowns. If you're 18 years or older and have proof of income, you're approved. Prices start at just $22 a month. Go to mypccredit.com and finance your new computer today. That's mypccredit.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
So you've decided to make the switch to a healthier lifestyle, eating more organic fruits and vegetables, staying away from unhealthy snacking, and cutting out dangerous salts from your diet. The only problem is you don't know how to keep it interesting. We are happy to introduce to you the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator will keep healthy eating adventurous and fun. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about all that produce spoiling. The best yogurt is made from home, so make your own with the Excalibur Dehydrator. Not only will the Excalibur Dehydrator dry your fish and meats in just a few hours, it helps eliminate preservatives, additives, and excessive salt. The Excalibur Dehydrator is so amazing you can even use it for home craft projects and more. Be sure to mention GCN and get a free gift with your purchase. Go to drying123.com and see what else the Excalibur Dehydrator can do for you. That's drying123.com or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live is your show, and you can bring up anything toll-free, 800-259-9231, SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark. Inviting you to our website, freetalklive.com. Features there for free. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then go shopping with us at the Free Talk Live store. All kinds of great Free Talk Live merchandise, like Free Talk Live hats and t-shirts and hoodies. And we've got DVD Classic Archive collector sets and more. All of it on our storefront at store.freetalklive.com. That is store.freetalklive.com. Apparently, the people who are in charge of Russia didn't learn very many lessons from the fall of the Soviet Union. According to the Financial Times at FT.com, Russia is now introducing Soviet-style price controls on some basic foods. Apparently, in an effort to prevent spiraling prices from denting the Putin administration's popularity ahead of parliamentary polls in December. It's interesting that we were just talking about health care and how government, if government is in total control of health care, it doesn't understand how to set prices. And the reason for that is whenever government is in control of anything, it takes it out of the marketplace. And once it's out of the marketplace, it's not subject to marketplace signals like consumer demand and, you know, supply and all the other things that people in the marketplace respond to in order to provide their products at the best possible price for the consumers. Governments, they don't have those signals. They're not in touch with that. They're not trying to make you happy. They have political motivations for the things that they do. And in this particular case, they're putting price controls on food because they don't want people to get upset at the administration because they believe that people believe that the government has something to say about the prices of food. Well, normally they don't. Normally, I think most people understand that, but when the government puts a price control on something, then things get really out of control.
That's right, and they create shortages and rationing.
Yeah, but people don't understand the economics of it.
Do you think they're going to blame the companies for the shortages?
That's what always happens. It's easier to blame the companies. People have some sort of responsibility if they ask the government to come in and save them, and the government does in the only way that it knows how, and it fails, which it always does, then the people have some kind of culpability, and people do not want to be culpable.
Well, here's the rest of the story. The country's biggest food retailers and producers have reached an agreement expected to be signed with the Russian government on Wednesday. Sounds like almost they were negotiating here, huh?
Yeah, I'm sure it was.
Well, I bet I don't think there was much negotiation going on. The government wants what it wants, and they either agree to it or not. I mean, do you think that if the companies didn't sign the agreement, that they'd be allowed to sell their food at whatever price
they understand
they
that, but the government is going to listen to some extent?
Hmm. Well, anyway, they're going to be freezing prices at October 15th levels on selected types of bread, cheese, milk, eggs, and vegetable oil until the end of the year. Russia's move is the latest sign of surging agricultural prices becoming an international political issue. Big retailers will limit their markup on those goods to 10%. China has also agreed to food price controls. Egypt, Jordan, and Bangladesh and Morocco are increasing subsidies or cutting import tariffs to lower domestic prices. Rich countries are not immune. Italian consumer groups organized a pasta boycott last month in a protest
over prices. They weren't terribly successful, by the way. Italians are really, really intense about their pasta, too.
Yeah, they weren't very successful in their pasta boycott.
The Russian economy ministry is also examining whether to increase a 10% export tariff on wheat planned for November to 30% to keep its domestic market well supplied. That prospect has pushed wheat prices up 6% in Chicago in the past week, giving Moscow's fight against rising food prices an effect beyond its borders. You know, the fact is, when government meddles in marketplaces, the effects
ripple everywhere.
Right, they ripple out. Let the marketplace decide on prices, please. When a government steps in and sets prices for companies, then there's all kinds of things that get thrown off. And as you were talking about, the companies eventually are just going to throw in the towel. If they can't make the money that they need to make on these products in the marketplace on a voluntary basis, they can't be forced to provide them.
No.
You can't force them to stay in business. So eventually they're going to get tired of this crap. Anyway, agriculture ministry in Russia said the food pricing arrangement was voluntary. Huh. But industry insiders said they've come under heavy pressure. One Russian food industry executive who asked not to be named. Wait, why do you think that is? Think he might be scared? Think he's frightened of what the Russian government might do to him if they catch him speaking out on this issue? He says, quote, "We were told in no uncertain terms that we have to freeze prices on certain products. Everyone understands what the government is doing. It's part of their election campaign."
Hmm.
Russian food prices rose steeply in September with vegetable oil up to, they give you some increases there. Given a big low-income population and meager pensions, the price rises are among the few factors capable of deflating Vladimir Putin's 80% plus approval ratings. Mr. Putin, so he's got an 80% approval rating, and he's already messing with the price of food because he's worried about that dropping.
Wow.
I guess.
Right. You know, a lot of the cause of food rising has been rising energy costs. And over in America here with this ethanol debacle,
mm-hmm.
That's also causing food prices to rise.
And inflation as well.
But in Russia, you know, they have oil. They've got a lot of oil there. And that's one of the big cost components of raising food. So I don't understand what the problem is there. Do they have a drought or something?
Likely the people that are getting the oil are, the state doesn't own the oil, so the oil is probably being bought by China. So
it could be. And you know something? During the Soviet Union would have starved if the government didn't start allowing individuals to actually grow food in their own gardens and keep it.
That's true. Continuing here, Mr. Putin's decision to head the ticket for the dominant United Russia Party has transformed parliamentary elections on December 2nd into a referendum on his personal popularity. Russia has fought off inflation in recent years, but rising food prices mean it's already exceeded this year's 8% inflation target. Well, there's your explanation.
Yeah.
It's inflation to blame. And by the way, I feel like we have to explain this every time we bring it up, because there are always new people tuning in. Inflation is not a rise in prices.
Right.
It's a symptom.
Inflation isn't even, in fact, a natural thing to occur in a monetary system. Inflation occurs because of the printing of money.
Right. It's not the way this article is written is very misleading. It says Russia has fought off inflation. There's no fighting.
No, the Russian government has jumped right in, both feet into inflation,
right,
and sold its own people's savings down the river. Mortgaged the futures of their children in order to print money for its. The government has done it in order to print money for itself.
Right. I mean, if they're fighting anything, they're fighting their tendency to turn the printing presses on, trying not to reach out and flip the power switch. I mean, that'd be the only thing they can fight here, because, I mean, they're just trying to make it sound like they care. They're trying to make it sound like they're fighting the good fight against inflation.
The government would love you to believe that they're somehow under the thumb of inflation, just
right,
like you are.
Like it's some natural force that happens.
No, inflation's only created by inflating the money supply.
Every
time
time.
Government can do
and
that.
Only government benefits from that because they take the new money that they've printed that is not yet has not yet diluted the economic pool, and they enter it into the economic pool. There's only so much wealth, and the money accounts for that wealth.
Right.
So now they've diluted that amount. And your dollars that you have in the bank are worth far are worth less, depending on how much they put in.
Drastically less. That's why a loaf of bread costs $1.50 or $2 today instead of 15 cents or 10 cents. It used to cost that much.
I remember when it was a buck.
Yeah, they used to be a lot cheaper. Prices have come up dramatically, even in the last 5 years at the grocery store.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, when we talk about increasing the money supply and all that, in America, the amount of cash in circulation actually hasn't changed all that much. But the amount of money and credit, when you put those two together, the credit, which is this real estate bubble, and before that, the stock market bubble, there's a lot of credit created, which is used as money nowadays. Mm-hmm. Money is credit in our system. So that's really what's grown. And last time I looked, the Russian money supply was actually growing faster than it is here in America.
When you say the money supply is growing, they're dumping more of their little rubles or whatever the hell it is they've got now. They probably ruined the ruble and brought
something else. Think from based on private numbers, not government's own numbers, because you can't believe the government's numbers on inflation. The government will tell you, oh, it's only 2% or 3%. Well, it's probably more like 10% here. Well, over in Russia, the Russian government is admitting that it's probably around 10%. So if that's what they're admitting, you can presume it might be as much as 15, if not 20%. So that's why the food prices are going up. These guys are just trying to do business. They're trying to. That's what happens when government inflates the currency. The prices chase upwards as a result of that. Anyway, food prices have risen globally thanks to increasing demand and changing diets in developing countries, says the article. More frequent floods and droughts damaging harvests, and the biotech industry's growing appetite for grains. But farmers can deal with these things. You know, farmers
have been dealing with those things for years. Now they have genetically engineered foods, which are more pestilent resistant.
That's surplus.
A bunch of crap, is what that is.
Right.
Now, I will give you that transportation costs have increased in the last 10 years because gasoline is increased. And that's
inflation.
How we transport stuff. And inflation. Those are the things that
bringing the cost of gas up is inflation. Russia, like many countries, faces the additional challenge of fighting food inflation while pumping money into the financial system to combat the global credit squeeze. What does that mean? You think pumping money into the... What? Creating more money from thin air is going to do something to help people?
I have a feeling the Austrian school is going to gain prominence in the coming years because of all this. When this all blows up, it's going to happen on an international level. Believe me, the Austrian school will be the predominant way of thinking for some time.
800-259-9231. So these price freezes inevitably are going to have some fallout. Anyway, hour three's coming up. You can take control of the airwaves. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
Hi, this is Jeff.